Shabbos Parshas Shkolim. A Kavanah means that we lay a maftir of the inyan of Shekel HaKodesh. אני רוצה לדבר כמה מילים על העניין של השקל, של פרשת שקלים. Why we learn it this week is the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel. Gemara כתוב, Gimel Amud Beis, גולי ידוע לפני מי שאומר והויה העולם. ידוע לפני הקודש ברוך הוא. שעושית המון לשקול שקלים על ישראל. Haman is going to Bishoka Shkolim, which means that he gave Shkolim to Achashverosh to buy out, to annihilate the Jewish people. Hiktim Shkoleim Lishkolov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiilu, he preceded our Shkolim to his Shekel, V'hainu Detnan, Be'echad Ba'adar, Mashmin Ala Shkolim, Ala Klaim. Be'echad Ba'adar, that by the first day of Adar, we have to have announced the Shkolim. What is this Shkolim? It's interesting. This is the Shkolim for the Adonim. The Adonim is part of the Mishkan. This money is given. This is like a communal drive to raise money for the Mishkan. And this Shkolim somehow is offsets the Shkolim of Haman HaRosha. Yesh po kesher between Haman HaRosha and the Shkolim, Parsha Shkolim. We always do either on Rosh Chodesh or before Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we do it on Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, we do it the Shabbos before. That's what we're doing this week, is Shabbos Shkolim. So I'd like to speak for a moment about the inyan of Shkolim, Ma Kesher Shkolim, to Haman HaRosha. There's a sefer, Shvilei Pinchas. Those of you that have been here have heard me quote him many times. He has a sefer on Megillas Esther and Purim. So Pinchas Friedman brings the following thing. He says, we all know, Yadua, that Haman is a descendant of Amalek. Haman is Mizaroi Shel Amalek. That's already written in the Gemara. It's actually clear even from just his lineage. But what is the Midah of Amalek? Amalek is the Gematria of Rom. He brings, Amalek is the same Gematria of Rom. Rom means elevated or exalted. And the pasuk says, "Virom levavecha v'shachachta." A person that's like haughty, rom levavecha, he's like above, and then v'shachachta, and you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you forget the mitzvahs. So Amalek is gematria rom, which means that Amalek's midah is a midah of gaiva. And Haman was mizaro shel Amalek. We saw lots of gaiva by Haman. Haman was often tell people about Roiv Gadloi, Ve'ashroi. He would speak a lot about how wealthy he is. And Haman gam tziva l'kulam sheishtachavu lo. He made everyone bow down to him. Everyone had to bow down to him. As a matter of fact, he was such a Baal Gaiva. If there was one Yid that didn't bow down to him, kol zein enu shavali, it's not worth it for me, because it's not enough that he's got a lot of money and he's got a lot of hotels. He's got to be president of the United States because he needs his Gaiva. Just want to put that in there. Kitzer, Haman is a Baal Gaiva. Ze Haman HaRosha. So much so that when Achashverosh says, I'd like to do something good for someone that I love, what does Haman say? Who does the king like better than me? I'm number one. Haman is always thinking of himself about, he's the big guy. That's Mizaro Shel Amalek. Amalek is the inyan of Gaiva. So who was Lochem ba'Amalek? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that fought the war against Amalek. The hands of Moshe were Lamala, because Moshe, what is the attribute that describes Moshe Rabbeinu? The pasuk says, Ha'ish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam Asher Al Pneu Adama. Moshe Rabbeinu is the epitome of anivus, of piety, the opposite of Haman, the opposite of Amalek. So Moshe can fight against Amalek, because Moshe is anivus, and that's this battle of Anava against Gaiva. That's Amalek. What about Haman HaRosha? So in comes Mordechai HaTzadik, Ish Yehudi. Listen to this interesting Medrash. The Medrash Esther Abba says, Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan abira.
Ish Yehudi? Melamed is the measure. Shemordechai shokol bedoiroi kemoishe bedoiroi. Kidechsev v'ha'ish moishe anav me'oit.
This description of Ish Yehudi and Ish Moishe shows that the two of them are shokol, they're equal. Bedoiroi, in his generation. What does that mean?
As Ani Choshev, he doesn't say this mamash, but Mordechai also had a bechina of Anova, Kimoisha Rabbeinu.
The same pasuk that says Va'ish Moshe Anav Me'oid, Ish Yehudi. Then you have Mordechai Atzadik, who's Ish Yehudi, who's Anav Mikol Adam.
That is Mordechai Atzadik.
So who's going to fight against Haman? It's going to be Dafka Mordechai Atzadik, because Mordechai is the one that has this Mido of Anova.
So Lefizeh, perhaps we could understand.
What's the inyan of shkolim? The inyan of shkolim, says the Al Sheikh, is the inyan of showing that you're not complete. A person is not complete. A person holds that I'm only a machatzis a shekel. That's the inyan of anova. So if we want to win out over Haman HaRasha, what's the koach ha-nitzachon that Klal Yisrael has? What's our power that we have? We have to tap into that each one of us has to be an anav. We have to have anivus. Machatzis HaShekel reminds us, don't think you're so, you're not perfect. You've got to improve. You're just starting. You have more to do.
That's the Machatzis HaShekel. Listen to this beautiful Rabbi Yisai, the Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech. He wrote the Noyim Elimelech. So he says this beautiful pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Bischuli Share Tzedek Ovoivo Moideko Ze Ashar La Hashem Tzadikim Yavoi Uvoi.
Bischuli Share Tzedek. What does Bischuli Share Tzedek mean? Bischuli Share Tzedek means open up for me the gates. Open up for me the gates. Ze Ashar La Hashem Tzadikim Yavoi Uvoi. Tzadikim are coming in the gates.
Right. Yeah.
Tzadikim are coming in the gates. Tzadikim are like way inside. You know what I mean? They're like deep inside already. They're just like coming in the gates. It's like they just came in. It's like they're wet behind the ears. It's like the matchilim ze ashar la Hashem. The entering into the shar, a tzaddik is already deep inside the house. He's deep inside. Beheichal bifnim.
Omer Anoyim Elimelech. Tzadikim tamid margishim.
They always feel like they're right by the Pesach Hashar. That they're just at the entrance. They're just beginning. They're just starting. They feel like I got so much more to do. I'm just beginning. I'm not there yet. Bischuli sharei tzedek. Open up for me. I'm trying to get in still. Ze hashar la Hashem. Tzadikim yavoyu voy. That's the way tzadikim come.
It's interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu was
120 years old. And Moshe Rabbeinu said at the beginning of Parshas Veschanan, and he davened to Hashem, Ato hachiloisa laharois es avdocha es godlocha ves yodcha chazoko, Ato hachiloisa. What is the title of the word hachiloisa? Hachiloisa is motion haschola. I've just begun. You've just begun to show me your greatness. Moshe Rabbeinu, 120 years old, he's done more than any other human being ever in history. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm just beginning, 120 years anymore. That's a tzaddik.
Ze ashar la Hashem. I'm still at the shar. Tzadikim yavo yavo.
Still starting. By tzadikim ain't kaze davar sof zman. No, ain't kaze davar.
It's just the beginning of this man. We're just starting, Rabbi Sai.
We're just beginning. 120 years, Moshe Rabbeinu. Non-stop aliyah, and he's just starting.
Oto davar. We find by Mordechai HaTzadik. What does the pasuk say by Mordechai HaTzadik? The pasuk says, "Umordechai yoishev b'shar hamelech." Mordechai is yoishev b'shar hamelech. What does it mean? He's sitting by the gates of the king. What is the pasuk saying? Mordechai is yoishev b'shar hamelech. There's an emphasis, and we keep on talking about Mordechai being by the shar of the melech. What's the point of Mordechai being by the gate of the king? as yochitachen, that there's a remes. The Shara Melech we're referring to means the gates of the Melech, Melech Malchi Amloch, and the gates of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mordechai had this anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the Ish Yehudi of the Ish Moshe, the same Ish, the same feelings of anivus, the same feelings of that I'm just beginning. And that's how we overpower Haman and Amalek and his type. The feelings of anivus, the feelings of a person still feeling like he's just beginning. The desire and the drive that we have, and that's mirumas and the shekel, the chatzi shekel that we bring. That's why chatzi shekel dafka is
kineged
the shekel of shkolem of Haman. This is the pshat al piderach chveis kabbalah al piderach chasidus shirei pinchas. I'd like to share with you another pshat from Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Chover. Shomer mashu dome, lo bidyuk, and I'd like to be mechaber the two pshatim. Says Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Chover. He says that what is the inyan of shkolim dafka keneged Haman? He says we see that there's a very strong emphasis dafka on achdut. You see, Haman came and said, Yeshno am echad mefuzar umefurad. What does that mean? Haman said, Yeshno am echad mefuzar umefurad. There's one people, they're mefuzar, they're scattered. Mefurad, and they're like, they're disjointed. Mefurad, there's pirud b'neim. There's machloikas in Klal Yisrael. They're like scattered, these people, they're am echad, but they're mefuzar, mefurad. They have no achdus. When Klal Yisrael doesn't have achdus, they're vulnerable. Because Achashverosh was afraid. Achashverosh saw what happened to anyone started up the Jewish people. He's like, I can't do this. Haman says, don't worry. Because Klal Yisrael now, they don't have what it takes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save them. Because they're mefurad. There's pirud. There's machloikas. There's distance between them. And when that happens, each individual you can destroy. And as long as they're individuals, you can get them. And that's the pshat why the Pasuk says you're not allowed to count Yidden. Why you're not allowed to count Yidden? Because counting meaning you're one, you're yourself. You're two, you're yourself. You're three, you're yourself. Then each one stands alone. And when we're alone, we're vulnerable. When the Pasuk says you count, there's going to be a negif. There's going to be a plague. Because we're vulnerable as individuals. It's when we have achdut, when Klal Yisrael is together. When we are one, united, then we have strength. Don't separate, isolate people. Haman said, listen, they're doing it to themselves. Now's your chance. You can kill them. Let's do it. Klal Yisrael had to somehow bring it together. And there's a tremendous dogish emphasis on the inyan of achdus, lech kenois, es kol hayehudim, bring together all the Jewish people. We got to come together. And Klal Yisrael managed to reconnect Sheshanas Yaakov Tzahola v'samecha biroisam yachad tcheles Mordechai. Ma kavani yachad. Biroisam means when they see tcheles Mordechai. Klal Yisrael was very excited. They saw tcheles Mordechai. Biroisam yachad. Ma ze yachad? Yachad. Klal Yisrael was together again. We got it together. Klal Yisrael reunited. The inyan of the shekel is I'm chetzi. I'm only half. Who's the rest of me? Where is the rest of me? It's you. And it's you. And it's you. And it's all of us. We make up a composite of ish echad, belev echad. That's what we are. You want to know when we're one? When we're together. That's the one of us. The machatzis is we're all part of each other. So therefore, machatzis ha-shekel is what is going to defeat Haman. Haman is saying, yeshlam echad mefuzar mefurad. They're scattered. They're disconnected. The machatzis is to remind us we got to stay together. That's the machatzis ha-shekel. And that's why it says, hodr kiblua b'yimei ha-chashverosh. When we add Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael got the Torah. Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah again. Why? Because at Har Sinai we had, Vayichan Shom Yisrael neged Ahar. Klal Yisrael was There, Vayichan Loshin Yochid, Rashi says, Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. When did Klal Yisrael get back to that reality of Ish Echad Belev Echad by Purim? And there's a Dagesh on Purim. Shalachmanus Ish L'Reyehu. Matanas Le'ev Yoinim. We have to try to reach out. We have to try to give and share. We have to try to make it a time when we all are mitchaber. That's the inyan dafka of the shkolim. And I think that that it's not a coincidence that we say that the shkolim is connected anova and the shkolim is connected achtos. These two things go together. Because a person that's bal gaiva, I don't need anyone. I don't need you. I'm perfect. I don't need anyone. A person that's a bal gaiva doesn't feel that he's missing anything. But when a person has anova, he realizes I do need you. And you have something that I don't have. And you're going to help me. And only through having you with me am I going to be able to get there. A person that's willing to admit that, that's an anov. Anova brings achdus. So what was the machatzis ha-shekel for? We had said there was a collection of machatzis ha-shekel. Machatzis ha-shekel was in order to be able to, it was a communal drive. The money went to the adonim. The adonim were the kelim in the mishkan that held up the mishkan. It didn't go to the mizbeach. It didn't go to the shulchan. It didn't go to the aroin. It went to the adonim. What's the inyan of adonim? It's the foundation. It's the yesoid. It's the bedrock. Achdus is the foundation of Klal Yisrael. You want to start building something. You want v'shachanti b'soicham. It's very nice. Learn, daven, mitzvahs. Everything is great. What's the foundation? What's the yesoid? The yesoid is mika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Yesoid is achdut. And dafka in the month of Adar, we have to try to improve on our achdut. We have to try to improve on achdut. This is the hizdamnut that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. So Rabbi Yisai, for many years, the yeshiva has tried, Purim Bifrat, to improve on achdut. It's true, there's many people that spend the whole Purim just learning Torah, and it's beautiful, mamash beautiful. But we have a little bit of a different agenda on Purim. Because I feel Purim is achdut. Purim has to be that you have to reach out to someone. Now, what does it mean achdut? You could say, okay, I have achdut with the guy who's closest to me, the one who's most like me. That's not achdut. Achdut is someone who's not like me, is someone who's different than me, and I can put aside my differences and still appreciate that he is my brother, and he is someone that I care about. It doesn't mean that I approve, I disapprove, but I love him anyway. That's achdut. And some people might confuse achdut with, well, I don't care, you wear a black hat, you don't wear a black hat, you wear a kippah sruga, you don't wear a kippah, it's all good. Because we're all brothers. No, it's not all good. It's terrible, it's horrible, but we're still all brothers. I can argue with you, I can disagree with you, I can get upset, and you're still my brother. Still means I care about you. And you take a bullet for me, I'll take a bullet for you. Because we're brothers. That's achdut. And I don't want it to get confused. But Bezrat Hashem, hopefully, this year we're working on, once again, a mission for the yeshiva, for Purim. We have, in Eretz Yisrael, there's two different gufim that's part of the protection of this country. There's something called Tzava Hagana Yisrael, which is otherwise known as Tzahal. And then there's also the Mishtara, Mishmar Gvul. Mishmar Gvul is an agaf of Mishtara. They're the people that are literally on the lines. Mishmar HaGvul. They watch the border. Mishmar HaGvul is the Mishtara. It's a department in the Mishtara. So I've been in touch with people that are affiliated with Mishmar HaGvul. And hopefully, Bezrat Hashem, this year Purim, we'd like to reach out to people that are literally putting their lives on the line in order to protect Klal Yisrael. Are they frum? Are they not frum? They're doing it for that reason. They're not doing it. The metzias is they're putting their lives on the line for Klal Yisrael. And I want to tell you a sipur. I was in San Diego together with Rav Nosson Kamenetsky, a bencho of Yaakov Nosson. Is that it? A bencho of Yaakov. Oh, a zoicha to have. You could hear an inside story about the mishpacha. You say that? I was in San Diego through Nelson Kamenetsky. Nelson Kamenetsky is very much one of the people responsible for building up the entire five towns Far Rockaway, that whole area. It was Mashkia Amon. Binyamin Kamenetsky. I was waiting. I wasn't sure. Binyamin Kamenetsky. Reb Nassen is his brother, Reb Binyamin. Reb Nassen's here. Yeah, Reb Binyamin. Akitza, we're in San Diego together. We had a wedding from someone from Hewlett, New York, which is part of one of the five towns, I believe. I think it is. Yeah. It's one of the less famous ones. It's from Hewlett, and the whole family is only what they are because of Reb Binyamin Kamenetsky. Reb Binyamin's in San Diego. We're there together. It's in a nice chasana. Anyway, we're all sitting down. We're all eating. There's dinner music being played. So they finished their song, whatever it was, Tanya, or whatever was popular back in the day. You know, they're done. And all of a sudden, there's applause. There's like one person clapping very, very loud. It's Reb Binyamin standing there in front of the entire band, listening to them. They finished, and he's clapping. Like, because no one claps when you finish the dinner music, because everyone's eating and they're talking to each other. He wanted them to know that we appreciate the fact that you came. So he clapped. Anyway, he's having a great time at this wedding. After the wedding, he goes over to everyone, every band member, the photographer. I said, what are you going over to the photographer for? He said, because imagine a wedding if there's no photographer. You know how sad everyone would be? They wouldn't have any pictures? I said, but they're paying him to come. He said, but if he wouldn't be here, we wouldn't be enjoying our wedding. You have to say thank you. So I'm not going to talk about why these people, what they're doing, when they're doing it. It's irrelevant. The fact is, if they were not where they are, we could not be here. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say that you see a soldier walk on a bus, you should stand up, give him your seat. Hakarat HaTov. The fact is, him or his brother or his cousin, someone died because they were protecting us. We have to have Hakarat HaTov. But we're talking about a different nekudah, even a nekudah of achdut. Achdut is, I disagree with you. I disagree with your lifestyle. You probably disagree with mine. But you're still my brother. And Purim is about the fact that we have differences, but bechol zot, it's yeshno am echad. We are one people. We hope also, Bezrat Hashem, to go to a town. There's a town called Betel, which is a town which is famous as being the pearl of the Mizrahi community, of the community that prides themselves on their connection to the land, whatever it is. That's considered the pearl, is Betel. Last year we went to Betel and we made ruckus outside of the shul. So this year, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to hopefully go to the Mishmar Gvul, and we're going to be able to go to Betel. Now we know a little bit. Last year was like we just like walked in, you know, where we were going, what we were doing. But in the end, we managed to find something that was productive, so it'll be a little bit more efficient. But Bezrat Hashem, we should be zoicha. So this year, if we really work hard on Achdut, we really work hard, that if we're Echod, Bayom Ahu, Yiyah, Shem Echod, Ushmoy Echod, be zoicha de gula shleim, meher v'meinu amin.